All right. I thought that when I came across this, I'd seen it many years ago, but I thought it was very, very significant. A piece from the Chofetz Chaim, speaking to soldiers, something that we could relate to on two levels. Number one, Chofetz Chaim is like the Pesach Achron, you know, he's universally accepted, probably beyond almost anyone else. The last generations, the Mishnah Brura and the Sefer Chofetz Chaim, and this, so it comes on almost indisputable authority. It certainly has that connotation. And secondly, he's talking to soldiers. So I don't think we could say, well, he's talking only to the super tzaddikim and to the Talmidei Chachomim and the greatest. I'm sure in those days there were Talmidei Chachomim that were drafted into the army too. We hear stories about that. But I doubt that if he's writing to all the soldiers, and especially if he's writing this work of Chizuk, he's not writing to the stipler when he was in the army or someone like that. You know, he's writing to push it to Yidden like ourselves. So I thought that for this would be very, very relevant. But not only is it relevant, but it's very decisive in a subtle vikuach debate that seems to be going on. And that is, there are those who find it, I would say, almost offensive, disturbing, that's the word, who find it disturbing to teach and preach about a bitochin which focuses on the assurance that the results will be as we hope them to be, rather on a concept of everything is from Hashem and everything is for the good and He controls everything and there are no accidents, but let's not get carried away with this assurance that things are going to work out. And even when they are shown texts which clearly state this as a level of bitochon, there are lower levels where you're not that confident, but there certainly is such a thing. So they find ways of saying, well, it's like a type of nevuah, it's only for the super tzaddikim, it's like something from within that's almost together prophecy, announces that it's going to be good, but it really doesn't relate to the common man. Now, this idea, this position, really makes a lot of what we find in Sefer Tehillim, in Rishonim, and in many, many in Gemaras, makes it like not relevant to us, and is only talking about the super giants, which is not so simple. It's pretty doichik, but there is such an opinion. Others are of the opinion that this is a legitimate and a somewhat achievable level of bitochen that's realistic for us to talk about. I find that if the Chofetz Chaim weighs in on this issue and he weighs in his message to soldiers, then I think that that would say a lot in terms of that the position that he takes here should be something reasonable for us to be able to aspire to. So therefore, I was very excited to bring this this particular piece. This is in Perek Lamed Tes in the Sefer Machne Yisrael, which was given to Chvimachazik, Jewish people that were taken into the army. It's entitled the Perek Zeh Yivur Goydel HaBitochin Shetzorich Liois Leodom Be'ez Tzeisol Melchoma V'yolerech Levova. This is the great level of Bitochin that's Tzorich. He must have, a person must have, he's supposed to have, that's a Tzorich, that when he goes to Melchoma, and his heart shouldn't weaken, he shouldn't be faint of heart, you know, and be worried or concerned. So then he goes on as follows. V'achar shepishpish b'masov, after he looked and examined his ways, v'yitztar al v'noisov, and he had tsar for his averus, in other words, he's doing tshuva, v'kibel olov al lahabo be'emes b'chol liboy b'chol nafshoy, l'kayim kikol hakosu b'atoiro, and he's mekabel upon himself b'chol liboy b'chol nafshoy to be mekayim what's everything that's written in the Torah. It was the first line of defense is tshuva, because if a person does tshuva, then he may be deserving of the things that he wants. Before he did tshuva, he may not be deserving. With the tshuva, he may be deserving. He won't have to come on to special rachamim, he won't have to go on to special dispensation, to special responses to his bitochen. It's kumten. He earned it. You know, that's one thing. So that's the first line of defense. But then after that, he says, Yivtach b'Hashem Elokei HaShomayim, to put his trust in Hashem Elokei HaShomayim, v'yayachel eilov, and hope to him, he for sure will help him in the milchoma. He should have bitochon in Hashem and hope to him. I assume, by the way, bitochon and hope, even though hope is a lower level, but what it probably means is he should have this complete trust and not lose it. Don't lose hope just because things are getting a little bit sour, because it hasn't happened yet. The victory doesn't seem to be right in front of your eyes. You know, don't lose hope of that which you should be absolutely convinced. Because sometimes a person can be convinced, and when it doesn't happen the first day, the second day, the first week, the second week, the third week, so he becomes, he despairs. What's going to be? So he says, no. Yiftach v'yachel shebevada yasreel habim al-chomo u'kemoy sheftiach lono b'teiro hakdoisho, as the Torah promises in Parashas V'eschanon, shekosu ki toilet bonim uvnei bonim v'yishchatem v'asisem pesel. You'll sin, you'll do an avodah zorah. V'heifitz Hashem eschem bo'amim, you'll be sent out from Eretz Yisrael. U'vikashtem yishom es Hashem elokecho, and you'll search out, seek out from there Hashem u'motzoso, and you'll find him kisir reshenu b'chol avo v'chol nafshe. When you seek him out with all your heart, with all your soul, sincerely, then you will find him. All these terrible things will happen. You turn to Hashem and he will help you. Why? He's the Kel Rachum, the merciful God. He won't let you loose. He won't let you down. Hare muchach min hatoira shafilu be'es toikef koyach adin. Now this doesn't say only milchoma, because you might think maybe this is only milchoma, a special havtocha by milchoma. He says, but this pasuk Chofetz Chaim learns that be'es toikef hadin, and that's really what is a person who doesn't have bitochen afraid of? Hashem agorim achet. Maybe the din is I don't deserve it. That's so. Maybe it's an ace take of hadin. This is a real, and this is even better, worse, because it's a milchoma is an ace take of hadin. You know, maybe you'll deserve to be saved, but it's not like everything is fine. We're doing well sitting in the sukkah, and then maybe I'll get something, maybe not. There's a din going on. The b'shas milchoma is a b'shas sakona. But even be'ace take of hadin, shetzar lo odo me'oid, it's very painful. If he seeks out Hashem with b'chol nafshei, who takef nimtzo elav, he will be found by him. And he's referring this bikashtem ishom, the Chofetz Chaim is learning, refers to one's bitochen, because bitochen is searching for Hashem. What am I doing? I'm looking at a future. I want something to happen. And I'm, Meyayin Yovo Ezri.
This means through tshuva. He's been mevakesh Hashem through tshuva.
No. He said this is after tshuva. Yiftach. This is talking about the bitochen.
Because he said, look what. How you mevakesh Hashem if you know that Shas Adin and you might not be deserving just because he's a rachum v'charon, because this is the process.
No, kikel rachum Hashem lekecho. He said tshuva was at the beginning. Now he's talking yiftach Hashem lekecho.
I'm saying, but tshuva has to be an ingredient in order for you to have this bitachon.
No, that's a different question.
Is that a prerequisite?
No, later on he will say that it's not even an ingredient.
So why did he say tshuva first?
No, because that's the first line. A person wants something. So the first thing I should do, listen, you know why sometimes it says, some of the Mefarshim say, you know why some of the Tanoim, Amoroim, even the Ovois, didn't always have Bitochen? Because they wanted to go with the Midas Hadin, not with the Midas Harachamim. They didn't want to evoke rachamim. They didn't want special treatment. Maybe they wanted the special thing for l'olam haba. You know, they didn't want to use their credit in this world. So it says
so this is extra fluff. This is extra icing on the cake to do tshuva.
He's saying like this.
Could you have his bitachon b'shas adin without doing tshuva?
Yes, you'll see later that he says that.
And tshuva is an extra credit.
I would look at it differently. Tshuva is the first line of defense. Tshuva means that, hey, maybe I could do tshuva and deserve it. That's the best thing. And I'll save my bitochen stocks and my rachmonah stocks and my mitzvah stamps for later on, for a more serious situation when I can't do tshuva, when I'm in the next world. So first he says it's tshuva. But after that he says, yivtach b'Hashem, and this is what he refers to as yivtach. Let's go on, he says. When he says, mashakosu korav Hashem l'chol karov, chol asher yakruhu be'emes. Oh, now listen. Va'af im roya shahamachane ho'oyiv shekenegdu hu harbei me'oid u'me'oid. Afal pikein al yerach levovoi, al yedei zeh. Don't weaken your heart, don't be nervous. U'kimoy shekosav ein ha'melech noyshe barov choyil, gibelo yinotze barov koyach. It's not about the armies and the might. Sheker asus lishua, the horses, the cavalry, the tanks, they can't do anything. In ein Hashem el yireyov lam yachalim lachastoy, the eye of Hashem looks favorably on those who fear Him. Lam yachalim lachastoy, well, lachatzim of a snapshot, and He'll save them from death. Now look, v'chein muach kamakom esdiri hanaviim sheikar hatzolas nevesh odom beis hamilchomo. V'hiskabru al oyevov toli begodel hischazik oz koyach b'tchoyne v'Hashem. Yeah, he says everything. He says it's muchach bekam mekoymes by the neviim that the ikar saving of a person b'shasa milchomo v'hiskabru al oyevov and to be overpower his enemies is toli in the godel hischazik oz koyach b'tchoyne v'Hashem, in the greatness of the strengthening then of the koyach of his bitochem Hashem. And he goes on here, let's just leave this a little bit. Oh, but then look what he says. This, I think, is by Shmuel Anovi. It says, V'tchilas ma'amor v'zele noise keilov hoyu rak b'midas ha'bitochem k'mo she'omar ki ein matzo l'Hashem l'hishia b'rav b'ma'at. He says, because there is nothing that is withholding Hashem from saving Barab Ma'at. Now here I'd like to suggest something that I never understood until I saw this in here. That's a famous pasuk, Ein Matzul Hashem L'Hishia B'Ma'at. Frankly, I couldn't find it. But it's supposed to be in Shmuel, but I'm not sure exactly. But that's a famous, it's quoted all the time. There's no restraint on Hashem from saving Bein Rab Ma'at. So I don't understand how that could be the source of Bitochon. Because my problem is not Hashem's strength. My problem is Hashem's willingness to do it. Because maybe I don't deserve it. If you don't believe Hashem is strong, you're an apikiris. You're not a mamin.
There's no preventing Hashem's will if you have the bitachon. If you have the bitachon, that nothing could stop it. Meaning that will that you need Hashem to, so to speak, want to give it to you, that's going to be broken.
I said the same thing, I think, a little differently. I said, nothing is restraining Hashem, not even the Midas HaDin. Not even the Midas HaDin is restraining Hashem. Yes, I don't deserve it, but that's not a restraint to Hashem. He's Moleh Rachamim. You put your trust in Him, and there's nothing that prevents it.
What's Midas HaDin? What's the word of Midas HaDin?
I don't deserve it.
So I'm saying, so what is Midas HaDin to be afraid of?
If I don't have Bitochon.
That's it? Yeah. There's no reason to fear Din with Bitochon?
Personally, the reason we have to fear Din is because we can't have that Bitochon. You gotta hedge your bets. You gotta work on all sides. But yes, to the Afilo Rosh, he brings at the end. Afilo Rosh, Batech Bashem, Chesi the Sevenu. That's the power of bitochon, is afalpi, that a person does not deserve it. When a person puts that trust in Hashem, but that real trust in Hashem, Hashem will respond to him. That's like, you know, I guess that's, I don't know. It's hard to explain, but the way I see it many times, it's like, you know, the tachlis Hashem wants in this world is that we should come to recognize Him, to be close to Him. All the mitzvahs, all the Yerushamayim, everything is for that tachlis. That we should have kirva selikim, right? Odom lo nivra el esanik al Hashem. More than that, the Goyen writes that Iker Nesinas, and I quote, Mishlei Chofei, Iker Nesinas HaTera LeYisroel, who? Kedei SheYiftechu BaHashem. That was the Iker of the Torah. Why? Because the Torah is supposed to bring us closer to Hashem. Hashem ultimately wants to do Chesed. The ultimate Chesed is our connection to Hashem, both in this world and the next, and the eternal world. And the Torah is the means to do that. Bitochen seems to be the ultimate means to do it. The Torah maybe brings us to that, but the ultimate is to bring us close to Hashem. And Bitochen seems to be some type of an alternative path, a shortcut. Maybe it's not such a shortcut, maybe it's a long path, but it's a different path, it's an alternative path, and that's the power that it has. Let's go on a little bit and see. But anyway, so I think that's what it means, a matzul Hashem. Okay, now, I'm not so sure exactly what's happening here, so let's move on a little bit. I don't want to mislead anybody. One who puts his trust in Hashem, Hashem is the machaseh. He's the protector. Be'olam hazeh u'be'olam habo. Shenemar, bitchu v'Hashem adayad, ki b'ko Hashem tzur olamim. That this is the protection that Hashem has, the tzur, the rock. That's the protector of both worlds. The tzur is like a rock. Tzur chosoyu boy, the posuk says in Hazinu. And the Goyen says that refers to bitochen, that you go under a rock, and the rock protects you. No conditions, no anything. You know, you don't have to be worthy. You don't have to have an appointment. You don't have to have any special schusim. You don't have to have any promises. You go under and be protected. V'zera HaKodosh, then he also says, al posuk zeh, bitcho b'Hashem adayad, kol yoim devar nosh bo le'askufa, every time a person puts that trust in Hashem, but he says that that's what happens. A person puts that trust in Hashem, that Elokai b'cho, and he says that's what the pasuk says in Tehillim, Elokai b'cho b'tachti aleivoisho al yalso oivali the kol man de shovi. Tukfe bishmo the katusha bishmo kadisha. Person puts his trust, a reliance in Hashem. Eskayim ba'alma my time of begin the alma b'shamayim kadisha. I don't know, this stuff is beyond me. But anyway, b'ko Hashem tzur olam. Okay, now listen what he says. V'yizoyer me'oid shlo yachsho b'libo be'es tzeis olam elchoma halegiboyrim onu v'anshi chay olam elchoma rak shish. Shiyashim.
I'm
sorry. Haloi giborim onu. V'anshi chayel melchoma. That's not the way to think. Hey, you think like that, you're in trouble. Rak shiyosim ikar ma'uzoi b'Hashem. The ikar put his strength in Hashem. I think that's a very significant phrase just in itself. I put my strength in Hashem. The truth of the matter is, a person, I tell people like this, if you want to have self-confidence, you have to have bitochen. Because bitochen gives me strength. I now have the strength to face, to accomplish, to achieve, to conquer. Because Hashem is doing it for me. That's why I think Iker Ma'uzoi, the Iker of his own strength, is Hashem. The Yiftach Boy, ki hu yazrenu, trust that He will save him. Again, very clearly that He will save him. Not that everything He does is for the good or so. Ukemesha Kosov. Yeah, now this is very interesting. He says with the posuk. This is we say it in the Halalukos in the second one. I think I once mentioned it. Yeah, I just want to mention it again because I like it. What do you mean? He doesn't want the gvura of the sus. He doesn't desire the foot soldiers. Well, Hashem desires the horses, the armies, the foot soldiers. What's the chiddush that He doesn't desire them? So I think that the pshat is like this. Hashem desires the Yeshua. He's chofetz to give us everything we want. He's chofetz and yirtze to give us the Yeshua. But one thing, don't make a mistake. In His passionate desire to help us, it isn't through the horses. It isn't through the infantry, the soldier, the foot soldiers. It's only directly from Him. Yes, Hashem is chofetz to help us, and he's roitzeh to help us, but a direct thing. It's not. He doesn't have any passion or any desire for the agents, because he doesn't need any agents. All the agents are really irrelevant. Roitzeh Hashem is shireves, Allah Nachasan, listen to this. V'chilko hakosev lishnayim. This is the famous thing that we've quoted many times from the Chofetz Chaim. V'loi kosev es yareov hameyachalim. He says, es yareov, Lamiyachalim. What's the significance? Lohiris lonu. The loyti boy im ad atohoyo michlala noshim yere Hashem. Umekayim mitzvoisov. Bevada ein Hashem aleim lahatzilom. Min hamoves. Kvo shomu chazal. Shafil bishvil krishma shachris varvis bilvad nitzoilim. Even for krishma shachris varvis alone you'll be saved. So we're not talking about that, the person who already was before the Yerushamayim, and that's why Hashem is saving him. Ela afilo im ad atalo hoyo michlal kat yere Hashem v'shleimus. Afal pikein al yisya'ish atzmo min harachamim. Don't give up hope from racham at me if you're not in that kind. V'yivtach b'Hashem v'yalech l'chasdoi shu mischasid im haboit chimboi. Because he is mischasid im haboit chimboi, even though they're not together yirei Hashem. And u'kamoish ha'kosv, and here it brings the posik, rab machon l'rosho, v'abotech b'Hashem chesis v'bevenu, and that's where the Medrash says, afilo rosho u'botech b'Hashem, Chesed is serving. Even if it's a Rosh, he puts his trust in Hashem, Hashem will save him. But I think there's something very interesting here, the language. He says, Afilu im ad ato lo hoyo michlal kat yirei Hashem. Until now, he wasn't in the kat yirei Hashem. And now he is. Now he only has bitochon.
That brings zero, no?
I don't know if it brings yira, but it brings him into the kat yirei Hashem. In other words, the bitochon not only enables me or assures me of getting what I want, I enter into that camp of the yirei Hashem. In other words, I found an alternative route to enter into that glorious, that dignified, that ultimate of ultimate camps of the yirei Hashem, where I really didn't have an entrance pass until now. Adakto, I wasn't from the Yirei Hashem. You have bitochon, Hashem will be mischasid with you, and to advise this, the mashmos is that you're already, until now you weren't in the kat Yirei Hashem, but you're going to get in through this. This is a pass. This is a, not shaykh, but here, after this, he says something which I believe addresses all my friends who would want to think that bitochon doesn't work this way. After all this, I don't see how you can think that. But this, look how he ends. Ulefi goydel habitochoin, kein hu goydel hahatzola. And according to the greatness of the bitochon, the strength, so will be the greatness of the hatzlocha. I'm sorry, of the hatzlocha. So what's that mean? I think what that means is as follows. It seems to me that a lot of people shy away from this approach to bitochon because they feel it's unrealistic. And from a sincere religious point of view or hashpah point of view, they say, listen, you may make apikursim out of this. Because you tell a guy, if you have 100% bitochon, Hashem's going to help you. And this guy is foolish enough to think, I had 100% bitochon, Hashem's going to help me. And he didn't have Rabbi Yisrael Salanter to say, hey, will you sell the ticket for half and to see if he's going to agree to it. No, so there was no test. So he thinks he has 100% bitochon. And it doesn't work. This bitochen is overrated. I don't know. I'm getting shaky in my whole emunah now in this. So I understand why people are concerned about that. Now, I always had a moral dilemma with this. My moral dilemma was as follows. On the one hand, I know that danger. And even though you warn a person, and every time I talk about it, I tell the story of Rabbi Sol Salanter with the lottery ticket, and that guy needed $10,000, and he said, if you have 100 bitochon, you buy a lottery ticket, you win. And then months went by, and he never won, and he tells Rabbi Yisrael, and Rabbi Yisrael said, you still have 100 bitochon? He said, yeah. He says, will you sell me the ticket for $5,000? He says, yeah, you see, you're fooling yourself, you know. And I tell them that, don't fool yourself, you know. But on the other hand, it's very hard. This time I really felt it. It got a chance, and if it doesn't happen, the guy's going to think he felt it, and it didn't happen. And by the way, there is such a das Torah. Rabbi Kivega says in Yoredei, in Hilchos Refuah, that the Gemara in Hanizokin gives refuahs. The Gemara in Gittin gives many different refuahs for different machlas. And Rabbi Kivega paskins say you're not allowed to use them. Why? Not because they don't work. No. He says, because we might not know exactly how to do it with the exact proportions, and then it won't work. And the person will say, ha-ha, you see, Chazal told us something, it doesn't work. So because of that, and only that, is why he asks us using those refuahs. So one
why
might...
Why is he talking to Lam, he said? Why is he talking to Lam?
That's a different story. He wasn't talking about that then. Anyway, so now...
No other choice.
So I understand where these people are coming from. I say, hey, listen, if I let him do that, and he's going to think he did it right, and really, he didn't really have the real bitochen, and it's not going to happen, so there's going to be tzoros, he may, who knows what. This, to me, this line from the Chofetz Chaim can change that whole thing. Because the Chofetz Chaim says here a tremendous chiddush. He says, it isn't all or nothing. Bitochen is not all or nothing. It's not that, and now I used to tell people also, listen, the 100% is only on your level. You're not expected 100% on the Vilna Gaon's level. You're not expected 100% on Hillel's level. But even on your level, 100% is 100%. It's a lot of percent. So I say, no. Lefi gudel ha-bitochen, kach gudel ha-atzlocha. Bitochen, even in a minimal amount, shows and will demonstrate and will deliver a minimal
hatzlacha. You might not see it, though.
What? No, that already, I'm not chishish for that.
No. So practically, sincerely feels he had, whatever, he had not 100%, but I felt that I worked on myself and I had bitochen, and I didn't see that hatzlacha. So based on this Chofetz Chaim, it's not that it's not there, just you didn't see it yet.
One thing is very comforting. I don't have to have 100% to get atzlocha.
No, that's what I'm saying. But also, you don't see the atzlocha.
Well, I don't know. Listen, there are people that are blind that don't see anything. But one thing I know, if I know for sure that that there's always going to be some atzlocha, it's a different situation than if I think it must be 100%. Here, I know like this, that even if you don't have 100%, when we tell people about the power of bitochen, we don't have to say, well, it's only if you get 100%, otherwise you're going to not have anything.
What if that guy doesn't see the hatzlacha that he thought he would see? So I'm not sure. The answer to that is simple, that you don't see it yet, but you don't know when it's coming.
Yeah, but that's true.
You can see results the second you
that's true. But the other point is also, is that as long as I tell this guy, hey, you don't have to get to the 100%, it's something that's more reasonable.
I'm talking about where the guy didn't have 100%.
I understand. No, but I understand. But until now, until I saw this, so my fear was that when you really, in order to get the results that you need, you have to have that 100% bitochen. So on a practical level, see, like, you know, I didn't finish explaining myself. Let me just, I used to have this moral dilemma. On the one hand, I didn't say the flip side of it, I just realized now. On the one hand, if you tell somebody this and he doesn't see it, it could shake him in his emunah. On the other hand, if you don't, you deprive him of a bona fide means of achieving the goals of his life. He has a sickness, he has a parnosa problem, he has whatever the problem may be. And this is a real thing. If you believe it, that it's real, how could you not tell your friend or your family or something about it? Maybe. So now...
You have to be talking then.
What?
That maybe won't be a
problem. Okay, good. Okay. You have to have your own be talking. So I said, but now I see something else. I see that, listen, it isn't an all or nothing thing. I don't have to be worried about this guy having 100%. I have to know, and I have to tell him too, listen, you know, 100% brings 100%. But a small amount will bring a commensurate amount of hatzlocha. And knowing that, you lower the bar, it becomes within reach of everybody. Let's say, for example, my goal is $10 million, you know? And if I have only a tenth of that bitochen, I get $1 million. Not bad for a day's work. That's also something, you know? So at least it makes it more... This piece, Bechlal, to me, makes it more... It's more lemaisa for us. It's more practical. It's something... And the Chofetz Chaim is someone that you could rely on. Chofetz Chaim said something, it was not shaykh. You know, Reb Meir Simcha, the Or Sameach, the Meshech Chochmo, was the Rav in Dvinsk. He was a goyin of geoinim. In Europe, he was like of the Achad Bedoro. And once at a convention, one of these rabbinical meetings, so he spoke out against the Chofetz Chaim's position. Chofetz Chaim had a certain position on an issue. Meir Simcha was a giant, and he spoke his opinion, or that were there to discuss their opinions, and he had an opinion against what the Chofetz Chaim held. And but after that, I guess he felt that he speak publicly, and not he spoke against the Chofetz Chaim, but he disagreed. You know, we had a right to disagree. He says he felt he wanted to, you know, so he went to see him in his place where he was staying there. And they say he walked out. He was a tall man, Rabbi Yosef Chofetz Chaim. And he says, that kleine Yidl feared the ganze Welt. He says, this little Jew, he runs the whole world. That's, you know, it was like, there was no, you couldn't argue with the Chofetz Chaim. Even if you argue with him, but you really can't argue with him. You know, that was who he was. They say, this I heard from the Rosh Yeshiva, they say the Chofetz Chaim had a son who was off the charts. He passed away very young. And he was once having an argument and learning with the Briska Rav, with Reb Chaim Soloveitchik's son, when they were young. And they went to Reb Chaim to be machria. And the vort is what they say. He says, Reb Chaim said to his son, to the Briska Rav, the Velvel, he says, mit wemen sparst du zach, mit Yashus? Who are you arguing with Yashus? You don't argue with the Chofetz Chaim's family. That's what Chaim had. He was recognized. So I think this piece of paper is something that, I make a lot of copies, everybody can take one. I think it's something that can really be a source of chizuk to us in many levels. First of all, it tells us that Bitochen is definitely Bavadei Ezrei Hashem. Secondly, it tells us that we don't have to be on the highest level of tzidkis in order to access that. He even says that famous vort, this is where he says it, I've always said it over, but he says it, Eine Hashem Adireyov, Lam Yachalim Lachastoy. There's an alternative route. And third of all, he says, Bitochen is not an all or nothing. It's not an absolute that it has to be 100%. To the degree that we can muster that bitochen, it's to the degree that we will achieve that hatzlocha, which really makes it something that's so much more practical. My friends out there who hesitate to mention this approach shouldn't be so nervous. Let the guy, get the guy, have a little bit, you'll help a little bit. It won't help so much, it won't help complete. Every little bit counts. With money, certainly every little bit counts. With a lot of other things, every little bit counts too, you know, so... Anyway, that's my story.
Sure. Oh, yeah.